From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. European Union leaders focused Wednesday on carving out a future without Britain, wrapping up a summit in Brussels. Tuesday night, they bid farewell to outgoing British Prime Minister David Cameron and called on Britain to exit speedily from the bloc. They say the UK should not expect any membership benefits. Lisa Bryant takes a look.
EU leaders sent their own message to Britain. Don't expect special treatment once you leave, as French President François Hollande pointed out.
S'il veut rester dans le marché unique,
he said that if Britain wants to stay in the single market, it has to pay the price, including accepting the free movement of people. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
U.S., Canadian, and Mexican leaders confronted a wave of trade protectionism and anti-globalization as they met Wednesday at the North American Leaders Summit in Ottawa. U.S. President Barack Obama, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, and Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto were expected to seek ways to boost free trade under the 22-year-old North America Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA. Republican presidential contender Donald Trump says he wants to renegotiate or scrap NAFTA, saying it has cost thousands of U.S. jobs and cut wages for American workers. Turkey's Prime Minister Binali Yildirim is fingering the Islamic State group as probably responsible for Tuesday's attack on Istanbul's Atatürk International Airport. 41 people were killed and more than 240 wounded when three suicide bombers opened fire with assault weapons and then blew themselves up. The Turkish government declared a day of mourning on Wednesday, even as work crews cleaned up debris at the airport. This is VOA News. Russia and Turkey have agreed to resume cooperation on travel and trade. The agreement followed a telephone conversation between the country's presidents, the first such conversation since Turkey downed a Russian plane last year. Russian President Vladimir Putin said during a 40-minute telephone call Wednesday with his Turkish counterpart, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, that Russia would start talks with Turkey on resuming trade and economic relations and would lift restrictive measures on Russians traveling to Turkey. Syrian rebel forces Wednesday seized a small airport near the Iraq border that had been used as a base by the Islamic State group. The Hamdan Air Base had served as an Islamic State outpost strategically near the city of Al-Abu Kamal. The air base was captured just hours after an offensive was launched Tuesday seeking to cut the terrorist group's transit link between Syria and Iraq. Human Rights Watch is calling on the United Nations General Assembly to suspend Saudi Arabia's membership on the UN Human Rights Council, citing the country's leadership in a military operation against Houthi rebels in Yemen. Human Rights Watch charges that Saudi Arabia is implicated in numerous violations of international humanitarian law. Saudi Arabia has not commented on Wednesday's statement, but in the past it has said it is responding only to truce violations by the Houthi rebels and that it does not target civilians. Witnesses and officials in central Somalia say more than 20 people have been killed in fighting between government soldiers and Islamist insurgents. Al-Shabaab fighters attacked a Somali National Army base in the village of El Hariri before dawn Wednesday. The commander of the base says 18 militants, five government soldiers, and a civilian were killed in the fighting. Government officials say more than 10 militants and two government soldiers were also wounded in the attack. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Samantha Power is calling on the international community to take greater action in tackling the refugee crisis. Power spoke Wednesday at the U.S. Institute of Peace in Washington. She announced U.S. plans to intensify resettlement efforts to admit 30,000 more refugees in 2016 and 2017. One day after Zika funding failed in the Senate, U.S. lawmakers heard a sobering assessment of the virus's potential to do harm. They also heard about America's lack of preparedness to fight the mosquito that carries the Zika virus. The deputy director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Anne Schuchat, noted that more than 500 pregnant women in the United States have contracted Zika, and that number, she said, is expected to rise. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.